This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Kennedy, with a big trip down to New York City.
Yeah, I went to New York with my girlfriend Laura, and on Friday night we went to see Othello with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. It was an absolute scene. It was wild to be that close to Mr. Denzel Washington.
Could you feel his aura from the stage?
It was wild. When he walked out, you kind of could. And what's interesting when you do these things, I'm the kind of person that I want to know just enough, not too much, right? When you go to somewhere. But obviously, I've read Othello. I've seen it a few times before. And the people around me as we were leaving, they were like, well, Jake Gyllenhaal's part was better. And I'm like, yeah, man, Iago's the part. You didn't read it first? But in any event, I'm going to be honest, it was just okay.
It was just okay.
I hate to say
Would you say that if Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal were sitting here?
Well, of course not. Neither would you.
No, I wouldn't either.
Train daddy. But anyway.
Why was it just okay, Kennedy?
I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's a tough play. You know, not a lot of people alive at the end. Spoiler alert. You know, it is. It's the story of one man hating on another man so bad he kills his own wife. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the sound wasn't great. You couldn't hear Denzel very well.
Is it still off? Is it on Broadway now? Or are they still working their way that way? Or
it's never been off. No, it went right to Broadway. They did 2 weeks of previews. It's called previews. So do 2 weeks of previews. And then the opening was this past week. So it's just on its feet, you know, in real time first. But in any event, that would not preclude you from going to see it. I really, you know, mm-hmm. I think it will only get better.
Right.
You heard it here first. Just okay.
And then I went to see on Saturday night, kind of last minute, or Saturday afternoon, The Picture of Dorian Gray, which is with Sarah Snook, who is from Succession. She played with the daughter in Succession.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if you know the story or not.
No,
Dorian
I don't.
Gray. So Dorian Gray, it's a book, but basically it's a guy who gets his picture painted, and the picture's so beautiful. He's such a beautiful man. And he says, I will sell my soul if I can stay this way forever.
Oh.
So the picture stays locked up in an attic somewhere. He stays young forever and the picture gets older. But it leads him, when there are no consequences, what happens to your life, right?
Right.
But she played 26 parts of the book. She basically did the whole book. Live. By herself.
How do you do all this changing
stage,
of the outfits?
On stage.
Wow.
It was
That's
unlike
cool.
anything I've ever seen in my life. 10 out of 10 do recommend.
Wait, what was the name of that one again?
The Picture of Dorian Gray.
The Picture of Dorian. I went to a nightclub in an airport in Germany called Dorian Gray. I'm not even kidding. It's like
So
then you don't even need to see the play.
That's
you lived it.
It would be a good club name because that's really exactly what happens. A lot of hedonism in there.
Aaron, you got to fill the time if you live forever.
Aaron is from Rutland. Good morning, Aaron.
With nothing good.
Good morning.
Also, you went to New York City this weekend. What'd you do?
I did. I actually sent Kennedy an Instagram. I met Boy George.
I know. I can't believe that.
That's my guy. He and I are bros.
He was the MC in the Moulin Rouge play, and he was fantastic. For those of you who haven't seen the show, it's amazing. They added some of his songs from the 80s, and some people knew him, some people didn't. We sure did.
I just couldn't stage door. It was pouring down rain the whole time.
Yeah, we didn't either, but we saw him, and then these folks were trying to get a selfie, and then they weren't ready, and I'm like, girl, we're ready, let's go.
She sent me a picture, it is fantastic.
Why did she say Boy George was your guy?
Oh, don't you remember?
I know.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't on my bingo card, but it is now. But yeah, so, and then I saw Shucked in Boston this weekend, so I'm a little tired.
How did you like Shucked? I've heard it's fantastic.
It was good. I mean, you know, it was funny, corny maybe, if you want to call
it's
it
absolutely
that.
Corny.
I see what you did there.
The level of corn puns are unreal right. in that.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
I heard you were over in God's country this weekend.
Well, you know, had to do a little bowling, so it was at Wild Urban.
Urban Wild, yes.
Urban Wild.
It's a good spot.
I have no coffee yet.
That's all right. That's all right. What were you doing over there, just hanging out bowling?
Just hanging with some of the guys, trying out the lanes, and, you know, baked a cake for the hubby's birthday on last night. So, you know, it was one of those weekends.
Oh, glad you had fun. You always have fun.
I try. You gotta have some fun somewhere.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, Corey.
It's
good to talk.
It's not like a thrilling weekend watching golf.
Yeah, get on
not
my level.
What
so
a
lucky.
Segue that was.
Yeah, get on my level. That's all I did was watch the Masters. Well, it's pretty much either sit on my butt and watch golf or stand out in the cold weather and watch lacrosse. So many lacrosse games again this weekend. Yeah, Barrett. They played Roxbury Latin on Friday, and then you know, we got to get back into Charlestown because he had another game Friday night in Charlestown, and then he took a break on Saturday, and then we had another game yesterday in Brookline. So it's just a lot of going from the TV room to the lacrosse field.
Good
I know
times.
It's exciting.
Good
stuff.
Times. It have kids. They said it'll be fun. They said.
I have no notes. You live your life.
Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.